It's episode 123 of the Keto for Women show. You're listening to the Keto for Women show. This podcast provides the tools you need to create your own expression of a healthy ketogenic lifestyle so you can stop obsessing and start living. I'm your host and nutritionist, Shawn Miner. Now, let's get on with the show. This Keto for Women episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I wanted to partner with BetterHelp because I know that many of you listening right now are working through some personal issues, some life circumstances, something that is taking a toll on you mentally, physically, and emotionally, and it's keeping you stuck. And since we're all here to better ourselves and our health, we need to come at it from all angles. I firmly believe that professional counseling is a non-negotiable tool for many of you on this journey you're on. BetterHelp connects you with professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can now get the help you need on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist when you need it. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleep issues, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. BetterHelp is available worldwide. It's secure, it's convenient, and it's professional help. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Keto for Women show listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code KETO. That's K-E-T-O. I think we all know how to spell that by now. Get started on healing yourself mentally and emotionally. Go to betterhelp.com/keto. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and then you'll get matched with a counselor that you will love. That's betterhelp.com/keto. Get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp using discount code KETO. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back. Thanks, as always, for joining me on this episode of Keto for Women. It's a very special, very important episode for you all and for me. I can't wait to get into it, so I'm just going to go for it. I have a big, huge, major announcement for all of you, and I think it is really important for all of you to hear this. Are you ready for it? The big, major announcement? Here it is. I have created a brand spanking new podcast. Yes, a whole new podcast. And it's all for you. And really, it's all because of you. I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But first, let me give this new podcast its proper introduction. It's called the Unstuck Podcast, or just Unstuck for short, if you'd rather. And it is essentially a mindset for women podcast. It's all 100% about mindset and not about food, nutrition, diet, nothing like that. In fact, I'm broadening my horizons and talking to all ladies, whether they have a mindset issue or are feeling stuck in terms of, yes, nutrition, health, diet, those kinds of things, of course, but also money, love, relationships, business or career, anything like that. Because really the same rules apply in every aspect of someone's life when it comes to mindset, at least, and how you are approaching those places where you are feeling stuck or are having issues or negative emotion towards those things. The same rules all apply. So it really works for everything. And I have had success in changing my mindset and reaping the benefits in all of those places. Every single one of those things have come to me, and what I've wanted essentially has come to me because I have changed my mindset in all categories, not just with my health. And I've talked about that story quite a bit here on the Keto for Women show, but I haven't really talked much about the rest of my life and how that all came together when I changed my mindset. And so now I have a platform to do all of that. So yes, the Unstuck podcast. I hope you all go find it right now. Hit the subscribe button and get started with that. But first, finish this episode because I want to tell you a little bit more about all the questions that you're asking right now. I know you all have questions. And the first one is why? Let me answer why I started this podcast.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I truly believe that I am meant to do bigger work than just keto. I actually now, in hindsight, realize that me getting into the keto space when I did and with the niche that I have, which is talking specifically to women and keto and kind of finding that equation that worked well for women and doing some amazing things in this work, that was really just leading me to this the entire time. I always have had an affinity for mindset work, especially since I had to do my own work in that area when I was really sick. Again, that bottom basement, you all know very well. Ever since then, it's been something really important in my life, but it's been something I've kept pretty personal. Although you all know I've had some episodes here and there within the Keto for Women show where I have told you my story, and I'm becoming more and more apt to talk about it, of course, now. Obviously, now I'm having a whole podcast about it. But for a long time, I kept it in the background. I kept it just as a personal journey, something that I was doing for myself. And it was partially because I was so deep into talking about keto that there really wasn't any time to talk about anything else. And those of you who have been with me for a long time, you know, we got into the nitty gritty of keto and women's health and hormones and stress and gut stuff, all the stuff that I love to talk about as a nutritionist. And it was really great, but I was keeping something else in the background, and that was also kind of a weird thing, but also something that I loved to keep really personal. But then it got to this point in this whole journey with keto and specifically Keto for Women and working with all the women that I was able to work with in the Fat Burning Female Project that I just could not deny this immensely huge need for mindset work for women overall. And Keto for Women taught me that. It showed me that very clearly. It was like the biggest sign from the universe ever that I had more work to do here. And this was my setting the stage up for what I really am meant to teach, which is not keto necessarily, not nutrition necessarily, still in the realm of health and wellness, because that truly is my passion and purpose for this lifetime, but in another way that I don't think many of you are taking seriously, and that is with your mental and emotional health. That is an integral part to you becoming the healthiest, happiest person living their best life ever. That is a step that we have to take, and we are just blatantly ignoring it and denying it and looking past it. And I can't do it any longer. This information has to get out there to the masses, to the women that are struggling, that are stuck, that aren't understanding the importance of those thoughts and emotions that are going on in their head and then basically being stuck in their bodies and causing a place where you literally cannot get healthy, no matter how many diets you go on, no matter how clean the foods you eat are, no matter how many supplements you take, how many tests you run, you will still always have an issue or several issues, or it will manifest as something else in your life circumstances or something until you truly do the work that you need to do, which is on your mindset. Okay, so that is why and I think you all have seen this over the course of the past probably about a year now, you've seen this change in me and how I just can't ignore it anymore. It's so obvious, it's so apparent. I see you out there. I listen to your stories, I see your questions you're asking, I feel how disappointed and frustrated and sad and angry you are at your body and your health and your life and all the stuff. I see it so clearly and I feel it and I need to do something about it. And this is why I started the Unstuck podcast, because you all need a weekly reminder. And it's probably not even a reminder, if I'm being totally honest. It might be the first time you're even thinking about this or considering this aspect of your life and your health. It's probably the first time. And I want to be the person that brings that to you every single week. And then from there, reminds you every single week to continue to do that work on yourself, because it never stops. Mindset work is never a thing you can just be like, oh, cool, I'm better. Let's go back to real life where I am stressed about everything and struggling with everything and things aren't lining up. No, we can't do that. This is a forever process. And I want to be that person that brings it to you, that reminds that of you and allows it to happen and allows it to unfold. And I want to see it happen in you. So that is why I started this podcast. Now, that also then leads into, what the heck am I going to learn then? This podcast, like I said, the Unstuck podcast, is a mindset for women podcast. I hope you all know me enough by now in listening to the Keto for Women show that you know I'm not super fluffy. I try to stay out of the really woo-woo way of describing things. Again, woo-woo in air quotes. I want to stay as practical as possible. I want to stay as real life as possible. And I want you to understand it from those terms in ways that you can see yourself as you are right now, adding in these simple steps or these changes in how you're viewing life, seeing things, your emotions, your beliefs, your thoughts. I just want to give you real life tools and tips that you can use in your life right now to start changing things, to start becoming healthier emotionally and mentally and spiritually. Okay. So that is my goal in the Unstuck podcast. They are short, no fluff, mindset, thoughts, hacks, tips, those kinds of things are coming at you every single week. We'll keep it on Fridays just to make it easy. So they'll still remain on Fridays and they're just going to be like 15 to 30 minute long episodes, because I want you to be applying it instead of listening to this constant, super long podcast going on and on and on about the same thing. I want to get to the meat of it and then have you hit pause and go apply it to your life and go live your best life, not sit around listening to endless podcasts. So that's my goal with it. They will be short, sweet, to the point, real life, no fluff. It's just me. It's just me telling you, I guess, teaching you, I'll say, being your coach when it comes to some mindset work that you all need to be doing in order to really, truly get where you want to be, which I know all of you have somewhere in your life that is not currently lining up. I guess I'm making an assumption there, but I feel pretty good about that assumption. And so that's really where we get into the next point, which is, who is this for? This Unstuck podcast, this new podcast I created, is for you, for every single one of you. Really, when I record the episodes, I don't know if you guys know this. If you are a podcaster, maybe you do the same thing, but I have like a vision of ladies sitting in front of me when I record these podcasts. they have faces, but I don't know who they are. They're not people in my life, but they're who I envision you all to be. And I envision those same exact people when I record the Unstuck episodes. It is for you. This podcast came to be because of you. I would not be doing this podcast if it wasn't for the listeners of the Keto for Women show, because you were my signs from the universe that I had this work to do. You were the ones giving me the stories and asking me the questions that just led me to realize the work that really needs to be done here. I want you all to know that you are the inspiration. You are who I see when I record these episodes. Now, you may still be in this place where you're just like, no, I just want to do keto. I just want to work on my diet. I just want to try to eliminate a few more carbs. I want to try one more supplement. This one's supposed to really be good. It's supposed to do the trick. Or I need to go see the doctor first. And that's fine. If you are still in that spot where you only want to look at your physical self and believe that just working on your physical self is going to heal you, that's fine. I'll be there when you change your mind and when you realize there's more to the story. But if you are here with me now, knowing that yes, physical aspects, of course, eating well and movement and taking supplements when you need them is necessary. We get that. We know that as Keto for Women listeners. But we also know that there's more to the story, and it is the harder part of the story, to be perfectly honest. It's much easier to go buy another supplement than it is to do the work on your mindset that has probably not changed and probably been stuck in your head now for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. That's tough stuff, but that is what you need to understand needs to happen if you really want to live the life that you're seeking. So if you're there with me, this podcast is for you. If you're not quite there, no big deal. We'll be there when you're ready. Just remember to hop over there. And, you know, I would even say maybe just see, give the first maybe 6 to 8 episodes. Give me 6 to 8 episodes. How about that? That sounds like a fair deal to see if this is what could potentially be something that works in your life. And then if it's not, if that's not what you want to do and you want to go back to listening to all the keto podcasts, all the diet podcasts, that is totally fine. But give me 6 to 8, okay? And even for those that are open-minded and are ready for this next step, I still say give me 6 to 8 before you make any judgments and just stay open-minded, because it's going to get good. It's going to get really good. All right, so now we've covered the what, we've covered the why, we covered who it's for. Where? Well, it's going to be right where you listen to podcasts already, everywhere that podcasts are. On all the podcast apps, you can go to my website, seanminer.com, and listen there. You can go to YouTube, Spotify, everywhere, Google Play. All the bases are covered when it comes to the Unstuck podcast. So just the same way you're listening to this Keto for Women show now, just go to search and search the Unstuck podcast, and then you'll see it come up wherever you are, and just hit subscribe and you'll get those episodes every Friday. Now there are already 2 episodes out for you right now as of this Friday, which is in October 2019. Whenever you're listening to this, there's probably more. But if you're listening to this relatively close to when it airs, there's already 2, the first 2 available for you. And then new episodes from here on out will come out every single Friday. Now, a big question I know you all are asking, will Keto for Women still go on? Yes, for now, it will still go on. I still have some things that I want to talk about, specifically as a nutritionist, talking to women who have tried keto or are currently keto or know there's something more going on with their health. There's still some things I want to discuss here. So while I have these things still lined up, I will still put on Keto for Women episodes. When that is over and I feel like my work here is done, I will just move on to only doing Unstuck episodes. So I'll still be here with you every single week. It'll just be on the Unstuck podcast, talking about things that are related to mindset instead of things that are related to keto. But it'll still be me and all my lovely wisdom, I guess. So you can look forward to new Keto for Women episodes coming out as well, for now at least. And I will let you know as soon as this is no longer required, when I feel like my work here is done, like I said, and I've kind of closed the loop on keto, I will let you know. The good news is that no matter what, no matter when Keto for Women is over, the episodes will stay available to you to go back and listen to for the long haul. Okay, so whether you had some information that you learned on an episode and want to go back and re-listen, or you're gonna go try keto again, or you have someone in your life that's trying keto and you want to refer them to the show, please do. That would be lovely of you. And they will still all be available, every single one of them, for the long term. I'm not going to say forever, because they might eventually go away, but it will be a long, long time from now. Okay. So that's how that will work. But please, I mean, if you can handle two episodes every Friday of me, please continue to listen to both. You can kind of think of it as Keto for Women will be, I'll have my nutritionist hat on, and then the Unstuck podcast, I'll have my mindset coach hat on. So you get a little bit different vibes from me. And I'm just going to say it. I think a lot of you haven't seen the side of me that comes out when I teach on the Unstuck podcast. Lots of different stories you haven't heard me share, and just, I don't know. I think I become a little bit different when I am talking about that mindset work, because it is something that is so, so important to me and literally changed my life. And of course, keto did that too, but was kind of kept in the health wellness realm, whereas the mindset work that I did originally because of my health turned into literally changing my whole life, my entire life. So that is where I have just so much more to share over there that I don't talk about here. All right, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet here today so that you can head over and listen to the first two episodes of the Unstuck podcast available to you right here, right now. So please go do that. And like I said, keep an open mind. This is really my big ask, okay? I'm asking of you maybe a few things. Keep an open mind. Give me 6 to 8 episodes of an open mind, whether you are into the mindset stuff or not. Please just head over there. Give me 30 minutes of your time for 6 to 8 weeks and then make your call. Okay? I look forward to seeing you over there. I look forward to hearing what you think. Please let me know your thoughts when you do get into the first couple episodes. I can't wait to hear, and we'll see you over there. And we'll see you here next week on the Keto for Women show with more great nutritionist talk. See you then.